This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rich, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Sounds like Lou really figured out how to cover the draft when they don't have picks in the first two rounds. Just go to the Bahamas, have the waiter bring you your drink and just a little telegram.
Rich, I'm no dummy, man.
Running back in the third round.
Rich, I have been doing this way too long. I'll be back on Saturday for the for the end of the draft, and then to do the draft special that we're doing with Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer on Fox on Sunday night. But you're
excellent.
Right. You're right. I mean, listen here. Honestly, I think, and we've been talking about it, I don't know how long you've been listening, but we've been arguing about it since 5 a.m. I'm putting $100 on Ryan Pace making a trade. He's got his eyes focused on a running back, and he's going to move up in this draft. And if he sees that there's a run on running backs, he's going to grab his guy late second round, early third round.
Yeah, that is the real interesting element of that, is whether he is so fixated on a guy that he has to have, because the draft is deep enough in the mid rounds for running backs that I think he could go a few different ways. And there's a couple questions within that. Do you want to find a piece that completes the puzzle? You know, do you want to get a Jordan Howard type of first and second round back because you already have guys who can produce for you on third down? Or can you build some depth there? Let's say Tariq Cohen gets injured and so much of the offense runs through him. Do you need another type of guy, or would you like another type of guy, similar traits that you can rely on? You wouldn't have to change your offense if he gets hurt. So I think there's a couple different ways they can go. If they made that trade that you're talking about, what are they dealing from? Are they dealing from next year's supply of picks? Where they
next
don't have
year's
a first
second
rounder.
Rounder. Next year, one of the two second rounders they have next year.
Probably their own second rounder, right? They'd want to keep the Raiders' second rounder that they've got, because that's probably going to be higher. Man, I don't know. I don't know. I think there's enough depth that it would surprise me a little if they traded. But as you said, Lou, Pace has been so aggressive. He's got this established track record that it wouldn't surprise me that much at all.
He's been aggressive, and that's good, and he's gotten guys he wants, and that's great. But he's also been overly aggressive at different points, including the Mitchell Trubisky trade. I think Mitch would have fallen to them. And let's say, worst-case scenario, someone moved up and got him, then they would have ended up with Patrick Mahomes. So you can't weep over spilt milk, but that's the fact of the way that draft kind of fell. I just think at some point you got to hold your water. And you know, we've been joking about it. Instead of a cloud of players, maybe a cloud of positions. Maybe you have three or four positions you want to get filled here, Rich, and you have a player at each of those, and you follow your draft board, but also just get the best player at a couple of different positions and not try to move up. I get it. You know, I understand the want of a running back and all that stuff. But when you make that move with Jordan Howard, you have to feel like you have replaced him, or you don't make that move. You can't project that you're going to take next year's third. And next year's third is worth a fourth, right? Isn't that how the draft works? It's tough. Next year's second is worth a third. So you take your third and next year's second, and you can move up to the third round. It's rough.
And if you said, we're dealing Jordan Howard because we know we could get Justice Hill of Oklahoma State, we don't know that.
Right.
You don't know how the board's going to fall. So I'm with you there. And that's where, you know, my mind kind of shifts to the state of the Bears roster overall right now. They're going in with as few needs, or the needs aren't as pressing as they've been in a long time. And so now what do they do with that? Does that mean they can truly stick to a best player available approach, which I don't really believe they do? Pace has said that, you know, when the players are close, they'll go toward the position of need. And we've been able to identify those needs very, very clearly, and they're widespread the past three, 4 years. Well, now that it's a little bit more nuanced, you know, corner they're going to need. They're going to need defensive back help, you know, safeties included because they lost Amos. And then I don't think it would surprise any of us if they took a tight end or a receiver. So for as good as we think this roster is, what type of flexibility does that allow them? And I'm also wondering, I think by the end of Saturday night, we're going to have a much better idea of Matt Nagy's influence on this process. Because if you're Nagy and you've got the NFL's top-ranked defense and the 21st-ranked offense, I got a feeling that Nagy would be a lot more comfortable with, say, the 7th-ranked defense and the 7th-ranked offense. You know, he wants to level that out a little bit and get his offense back up there. And for all that Ryan Pace has talked about, Nagy's collaboration through the draft evaluation process, having the play caller be in the personnel meetings with you, I'm going to be really interested to see, with this limited supply of 5 picks, just how many are on the offensive side, considering that I think we can identify some pretty big needs there, and also areas where they could just afford to diversify and add some depth.
All right, Rich, let's keep it at need then. All right, and you look at cornerback, and Amukamara is going to turn 30 this coming year, so he's getting a little long in the tooth to play the game. And at safety, if Ha Ha Clinton Dix plays as well as you hope he does, there's probably not enough money available to keep him and Eddie Jackson around. So then potentially you need a safety, and we've already hit on running back. And I was disappointed in the numbers that Trey Burton put up. If I was to ask you, forget about what player is available, what position is their number one need going into this draft? What would it be?
I think you could make a case that it's the running back, and I think you could make a case that it's the secondary. Beyond that, I completely agree with you about tight end, and you mentioned Burton. I don't think that's you're not even mentioning Adam Shaheen at that point, and I think Shaheen, as a second-round pick from 2 years ago, he still has everything to prove. They're convinced that, you know, he's going to be a good player for them. I don't think we've seen enough to be sure of that for their Y tight end, that inline blocker type. So for me, either of the tight end positions are in that conversation behind running back, and I think either the defensive back slots. And this is a good draft for corner and safety. Safety, you don't always get a ton of depth, but this draft has it. And you're right about the Eddie Jackson contract. They had Kevin Tolliver, the undrafted rookie corner out of LSU, playing in that Dolphins game last year when Prince was out. And that was a liability. They got thin there really quickly. And they already lost Bryce Callahan, you know, into part of that slot mix. So if they got into the third round and we're all, you know, looking at, hey, Miles Sanders, the running back from Penn State's on the board, or David Montgomery, the running back from Iowa State's on the board, and they took a corner, I think we'd have to say, okay, I understand why.
We haven't mentioned the offensive line. Are you comfortable with Ted Larson as a guard being signed back here? He can play Bradley Sowell. I'm just looking at depth on the tackle and the guard position. And, you know, Kyle Long took a pay cut, and I know he's a Bear for life. I just don't know what that means.
I'm with you on that. So if you did draft a lineman, would you do it in that third round? I doubt it. Probably the board doesn't, just from what you hear about the quality of the positions, it's probably not going to be the best player available right there. You've got some youth there already with James Daniels and Cody Whitehair. Leno's extended, Massey's extended. So I agree that the right guard position was problematic after Kyle Long got injured last year. So if they did it, I don't think you could be surprised. Think about Ryan Pace's day three offensive lineman to this point. K.O. Fabaluje never played a down. Jordan Morgan never played a down. And both of those guys have already gone through the organization. So these developmental type of O-linemen, you have real question marks about the type of progress they make. Then you would ask yourself, all right, do they already have that developmental guy working with Harry Hiestand in, let's say, Rashad Coward?
Right.
You know, if they looked at him and, you know what, he is that prototype, that developmental, and whether we signed him as an undrafted guy or a fifth round pick, it doesn't matter, but we like his traits, we like his arc, maybe they stick with him there. But I'm with you. I think the offensive line was a huge factor in their running woes and inconsistencies last year. A lot of it stemmed from Kyle Long's injury and play before he got hurt. Really interested to see how he plays and how he looks now that he's gone through an offseason without any surgeries.
We got a call from a listener earlier in the show, Rich, and he said, wide receiver, this team needs speed. I disagree. They went out, they signed Taylor Gabriel as a free agent last year, Cordell Patterson this year. I think that they have plans for Javon Wims if he plays like he did last year during training camp in the preseason, if he does it again this season. I feel that he'll probably find himself on this roster when they break camp and end up playing the Packers on that Thursday night to open up their centennial season. Do you think this team needs speed at wide receiver?
Yes, I do, actually. I think it's a big deal. I think it's a really big deal. Now, we'll have to see how they use Cordarrelle Patterson, and that's a nice addition toward that need, speed at receiver. But I think they've got to spread the field better. I think the Eagles, by taking away Tariq Cohen the way they did, really exposed the Bears for not having the type of versatility and speed in their offense that Nagy ultimately wants. And so here's – I'm trying to project to Saturday, and let's say they draft a receiver in the fourth round. And at that point, you know, how much are fans willing and open to hearing what Nagy has to say about how they want to use the guy and what they think of the guy? Because I think it's one thing for us all to hear the name Saturday afternoon, but then Nagy, I think at this point still, of course, deserves to be heard out, you know, his vision for the player, their developmental plan for the player, how they want to use the guy, because I think they can spread the field better sideline to sideline. Taylor Gabriel, for as much as he, you know, moved the highlight reel in that diving catch against the Dolphins and diving catch against the Vikings at the end of the season, probably not enough consistent production from him. I don't think he can have enough speed there. You know, Nagy's going to want to, you know, have as many options as possible. So if they did it, I'd go, all right, I get it. Now let me hear you what you want to do with this player. And on that list, though, of needs, as we were talking about, I would put it below running back and tight end.
Well, it should be fun. I mean, again, it's weird to go into a draft. The last time they only had a third-round pick, I believe they got the pool jumper. So maybe they'll find someone with a neat party trick.
Well, Tariq Cohen, you know, running back in the fourth round. Let's say we go home from Halas Hall Friday night. They don't draft a running back.
Jordan Howard running back in the fifth round.
That's right. And then Tariq Cohen's got the backflip, two-hand, you know, double one-handed catch on the Instagram machine. And he's an all-pro now. So these guys are available. It'll keep us on our toes through Saturday.
Eddie Jackson was a fourth-round pick, wasn't he? I mean, he got two fourth-rounders that made a Pro Bowl last
year. Done a terrific – Ryan Pace has done a terrific job in the middle rounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the draft where they got Trubisky and Shaheen. And you think, okay, you know, for a first- and second-round guy – you're going to need more out of both. And then you look at the fourth round of that draft, and those guys are really, really good.
Hit it out of the park. Great stuff, Rich. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, guys. Lou, enjoy that trip.
I will. I'll be thinking of you on the beach, buddy.
That is Rich Campbell. Boy, that's creepy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.